Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Tepter Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Thursday, May 19th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were July corn down 7 cents at 774.5, July wheat down 31.5 cents at 1199.25, and July beans up 8.5 cents at 1671.25. We had exports this morning a little bit better than expected all the way around. Wheat 333. Corn combined 1.023. They were looking for about 950 there, so a little bit more. And the beans 901, they were looking for about 650 there, so that was better. China took 392 of the old crop beans, and they took 544 of the new crop corn. The wheat tour came up with 37 bushels to the acre for southwest Kansas. That's against 41.1 on average. So certainly showing the hits out there, but maybe not as bad as people thought. The wheat broke as much as 47 cents off of, actually 49 cents off of the highs last night. We missed filling the gap just by about a quarter of a cent, so that gap is still there. We'll see if they get it on the opening here this morning. Indonesia is possibly going to lift the export ban on palm oil. Palm oil is down another 136 today. It was down almost 3 cents yesterday. Funds are long about 90,000 oil. They may want to be reconsidering those positions. Crude oil is down 220, but it's $2 off the lows, so maybe that'll give some a little bit of an incentive to think about buying it. But the Dow Jones is still being pressured down here. Right now it's down 315 points overnight. It's been down another 180. It was down 480 at one point. It's since come back as the crude oil rallied. But the only good news out here, the dollar is down 82 ticks, 103.45. So at least it's backing off the highs. We're about 2 cents off the highs we made about a week ago. So that's a bit helpful and looks a little bit toppy on the charts here. So, you know, it's going to take quite a ways to move the dollar down to see it pick up in exports. I mean, we're at least 10 cents away, in my opinion, from that happening. But at least it's a start out here. So we've got crude down, the Dow down, bean oil down sharply, wheat down pretty hard. I don't know, you know, maybe they give it some pressure in the first 15 minutes or so in corn and wheat, but I think the beans may be able to rally here a little bit, and that might help the whole complex out here. The weather, you know, we're going to have some rain over the weekend in the Midwest, but there's being plenty of field work being done in between the raindrops. Some guys are getting some rains in the morning and they're able to get back to planting in the afternoon. So I think there's, you know, considerable work being done. Are we going to get to 80% planted by Monday? I would hope so, but I think that may be a bit stretching it. So we'll have to see. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.